Starting with verse 16. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pray for me this morning. Even I want to preach where the Lord wants me to preach. Verse 16 of chapter 6, the Bible says, For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God will more abundantly show unto the heirs of promise the immutable of His counsel. Confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation. Who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Both sure and steadfast. And which entereth into that within the veil. Whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made an high priest for even after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. Let's pray together this morning. Heavenly Father. God, I feel so humbled this morning to preach, Lord. And I want to preach what You laid on my heart. And I want to preach it with a burden, God. I want to preach it where, Lord, I can persuade them that God is here to help us. Oh, God, help us today. God, I pray that You would minister, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May be seated. Thank You for standing for the Word of God this morning. If you could turn to Romans chapter 8, I'd like to read a portion of Scripture there. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. The Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that has loved us. Hallelujah. Even for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know if that does something for you, but I'm glad nothing can separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. Even nothing can separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. I want to preach just for a few moments on I have an anchor for my soul. I have an anchor for my soul. Amen. These two words in the last portion of chapter 8 of Romans. The things present and the things to come. Amen. The things that are present at times it wearies us to discouragement. Amen. The things that are present we don't know how to deal with. Amen. We have questions with the present problems that we're facing. Anybody feel like that this morning? Amen. You've got things right now in the present that you wish God would move, God would help, and you would see the situation turned around. But can I tell you, God is working. But even in the times of things that are present, you may have questions, you may have doubts in your minds, and the very present times may discourage you. Amen, Mom, when you were facing the diagnosis of cancer. Amen, Sister Sue, when you were facing the diagnosis of cancer and all those that have different ailments, when the doctor said you have this, the things that were present, amen, at times discouraged you. You didn't know what to do, where to turn to, where to get your answers from. Amen, and some of you this morning might be facing things at this very present time. Amen, you're facing things. Amen, but then the Scripture goes to say, nor the things to come. Amen. The things that to come sometimes will scare us to death. Amen. When we get to thinking about how we're going to die, and it just overwhelms us. We don't like to think about death. The things that come, amen, may scare us to where we don't want even to look into the future. But I'm a hold of God's anchor this morning. I've got a hold of the anchor of God, and the things that are present and the things that are to come, amen, is not going to shake me. Amen. Amen. But the end of the scripture says, shall be able to separate us from the love of God. We have a praying church this morning. Amen. Which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hebrews, might start off with the text, verse 19 of chapter 6. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Notice, and which entered into that within the veil. There is not but one thing that is in the veil. Amen. It's not me and my presence that goes into the veil, but my anchor is in that who is in the veil, and that is Jesus Christ, my Lord. My hope is not in this world. My hope is in Jesus Christ. Amen. If there's a person that ought to make you happy when we preach or sing about, it is Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. There is not but one thing that's in the veil. Your hope is not hung on to somebody that cannot change. Your hope is not hung on to somebody who cannot lose. Amen. Who cannot lie. Amen. He is on your side this morning. Amen. I wish I could persuade you this morning. Amen. The things that are present and the things that to come. Amen. You don't have to worry about, because I have an anchor of the soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it may seem at times that all hell is breaking loose, but I have an anchor. Mom, in the midst of tribulation, in the midst of torment, even it seems that nothing is right, even I have an anchor of the soul. You're saying, Brother Nathan, why do you preach it this way? I don't know if trouble's coming. I don't know. Even you might be facing trouble at the very present time. But let me give you this fact. We have an anchor of the soul. Even we have somebody to run to. We have somebody to cling to. We have somebody that is home. Holding us. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know which way the economy is going to go, but Dad, I have an anchor. Hallelujah. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I have an anchor right now that is attached. I said it's attached to that which is in the veil. Oh God. Oh God, it's attached to that which was in the veil. Amen. Amen. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I know who holds the future. Amen. And He holds my hand. Hallelujah, Sister Kylie. Amen. Things can change so fast. Amen. But God is holding the future. Amen. If your anchor in His Him, amen, you're not going to budge. You're not going to falter, because you've got an anchor of the soul. Hallelujah. Amen. My anchor is attached, Brother Brent, to that which is in the veil. Oh, God. Amen. Amen. You're attached to something that nothing can attack. Oh, God. Nothing can attack. You're attached to something that nothing can defeat. You're attached to something that can never change. No thing can alter. Amen. The anchor of God. Amen. You cannot change it. Amen. You're in control by the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, Jesus Christ. Amen. My faith is an anchor. Faith made my hope like an anchor. And it's locked into that, and it says, all right, devil, move me if you can. I know problems are going to come. because we're human. Amen. Tomorrow's a new situation that'll arise. But if I've got my anchor, Brother Keith, in the Lord, amen, the problem of tomorrow's not going to make me say, well, I just quit today. The pressure's too much. Amen. The anchor's not going to allow you to say, I'll try something different. Because my anchor holds. I said my anchor holds. Amen. There are too many people. Even when trouble comes around me and they get depressed and they say they want to quit. It's not time to quit. It's time to throw your anchor out. And get a hold of God. And get attached to that which is inside the veil. Amen. We got to be attached. How do we get attached to that which is in the veil? Amen. We got to read our Bible. We got to have a relationship. Amen. When we call His name, we don't have to say a long prayer. Because God knows we are attached to that which is in the veil. Amen. Hallelujah. You can play havoc with others. Oh, devil can play havoc. He's playing havoc with some people, family members right here. He can play havoc even with my family. But if I'm a hold of the anchor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters. Oh, I wish I could get your attention this morning. And you may not understand this message to its full extent. Amen. Until a few months down the road. Amen. You gotta have an anchor. I said, you gotta have an anchor. I know the Lord placed this on my heart. I didn't come up with this. Amen. I felt the burden of my heart this week. Amen. Telling us that we're gonna have to have an anchor. We're gonna have to have an anchor that will hold us in troubled times. Amen. Hallelujah. I wish I could get you to believe that you're going to come out of this, folks. Did you hear me? I said you're going to come out of this, folks. Hallelujah. You're coming through this. You're going to become more than you ever imagined. Oh, hallelujah. I said, you're going to become more than you ever imagined. In overwhelming times, we need an overwhelming God. Amen. And we got a God. Amen. It never overwhelms Him, Brother Lewis. Amen. Nothing ever shakes Him. It don't move Him. It may shake us. We might get moved a little bit, but it don't shake the Lord. Because, amen, He is that which is in the veil. And I've got a hold of the anchor. Amen. If I've got a hold of that which is in the veil, I don't have to be moved either. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought of the Sunday school class this morning. Brother Brent did a wonderful job. Amen. While I'm here, I meant to say it before, but I appreciate the preachers that preach for us. Amen. I listened to them. Y'all did wonderful. Amen. If you don't got the CDs, you need to buy them. Dad preached about Jesus Sunday morning. And Brother Brent followed him up. Preached about the glory of God. Moses being on the mountain and the glory of God coming down. Even the glory of God coming to Solomon's temple. Even wonderful message. Wonderful message. Amen. Then Brother Jimmy preached Wednesday night. Man, he preached. Amen. About how you are here. Amen. That's an encouraging message. Amen. You need to get them. Amen. In fact, amen. I told my wife about it last night. Amen. We're going to put them on the internet. And we have failed to put other, amen, messages like that on the internet. Amen. Of our web address. But I appreciate these preachers. Amen. They had a burden on our heart to preach a message. Amen. Really, church. Amen. I know we need encouraging messages, but there's only one that can encourage us the most. Amen. You're not looking at Him today, but I want to look up to Him. Amen. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. We got to glorify Him. We got to worship Him. We got to lift Him up, church. Amen. I said we got to lift Him up. Amen. We ought to give Him our best praise. We ought to give Him our best glories. We ought to give Him our best hallelujahs, because He is worthy to be praised. Amen. But if you think the United States government is going to help you out, you're headed to slavery. I heard the Bible say that the Egyptians asked for a government bailout. I'm putting this in my own terms. They said, here, take our groceries. Here, take our land. Here, take our bodies. You can own us. But anybody and any people, ain't man dumb enough to look to the government for a bailout, is headed to slavery. Amen. I'm just going to get a little carnal here for a moment, if you bear with me. Amen. But I've always liked Chevys. I always liked GM products, and I still like them. I think they're pretty vehicles, and I don't have anything against anybody. Amen. If you own a Ford, I don't get in that little debate. Even my Ford or Chevy's better than you. Well, I don't care about that. Amen. I've always liked Chevys. Amen. But I've been disgusted, amen, with what GM has done. And they get to the government, and they gave them a bailout. And here we have the Ford Motor Company over here standing all by themselves in Taunton House proof, amen, that they're doing good. Amen. Some of you might be Dodge fans, but that's all right. I like them too. Amen. Amen. But I'm more apt. Amen. I'm not advertising. This is my commentary, so don't just take it however you want to. Amen. I'm more apt today to go buy me a Ford than I am to go buy me a GM product. Well, amen, let me get off that sidekick. Amen, because, amen, they're headed for slavery. Anybody that looks to the government for a bailout is headed for slavery. Amen, but we have a God in heaven who's going to take care of His church. Amen, He's going to take care of you. And He's going to take care of the kingdom. Amen, if you're part of the kingdom of God, amen, God's going to take care of you. You don't have to look to any other. Amen, God is going to take care of you. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Why do I worry? Why do I fear? This very same Jesus is always near. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Raise your hands. I'm glad I have an anchor for my soul. Hallelujah. I have an anchor for my soul. Hallelujah. 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 I'm sorry I'm excited this morning, but I'm thrilled to know that I've got an anchor in troubled waters. I've got an anchor in stormy seas of life. I've got an anchor that sustains me. Hallelujah. Oh, listen now. Your destiny is not up to any devil. When we were born into this world, Brother Zach, when you came to this world and you breathed your first cry that a baby sounds, so wonderful when it comes to this world. Before even that breath of air and that cry, it spells out, God was already working on a plan. Do you believe that tonight, this morning? God was working on a plan. Amen. God has a special plan for every one of us. He's got a destiny for every one of us to achieve. And there's no devil in hell, amen, that can control your destiny. Amen. Listen to me. I said there's no devil in hell that can control your destiny. God gave you a declaration before the devil ever showed up. Amen. God already put His hand upon you, but you got to grab hold of the anchor. I said you got to grab hold of the anchor. Amen. Amen. And let the Lord be your God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jerry, you got an anchor. You got an anchor. Hallelujah. Jesus told the disciples, let us go to the other side. But if God said, let us go over to the other side, there is no problem that's going to stop Him. Huh? Nothing can separate you from going over. Nothing can overcome you, because the Bible said greater is He that's within you than he that's within the world. Amen. And when God starts working, the devil, listen to me now, the devil gets upset and he tries to get us sidetracked. He tries to get us agitated. He tries to get us disgusted and even angry at times. Amen. The devil will try to stop the will of God. But if God said go over, listen, amen, you're not going to go under. Amen. God's on my side. Amen. There's no devil that can stop it. Amen. I'm glad to know. Amen. My destiny is not up to the devil. My destiny is up to God. And God has got His hand upon me. Oh, yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, He can't beat me. Huh? He can't beat me. He can't take me out because I've got more going for me than he's got going for him. Oh, God. Amen. When little things try to put a wedge and what things happen. Amen. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Steve. Even when wedges come by. Amen. And you feel like, amen, you've been halted a little bit and things are coming to a screaming halt. Amen. Don't worry. God's got an anchor that is steadfast and sure. Amen. We've got an anchor of the soul. I said we've got an anchor of the soul. Amen. He couldn't keep Jesus in the grave and he's not going to keep me in there either. Hallelujah. Amen. If I don't go by the way of rapture, amen, they won't have to bury me in a vault in the ground. They can throw tons of dirt on me, put concrete on top of my old body. That when God says get up, nothing's going to halter me. Amen. There's no rock big enough to put in front of a tomb. Amen. That could stop Jesus from coming out. And nothing's going to stop us from going up. Hey, I said nothing is going to stop us. Amen. To go into sweet glory land. Hallelujah, I'm glad I've got that anchor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, he brought him out, he'll bring you out. Hallelujah. I know when you do demonstrations while you preach, it seems to, but I wish I could have a big old 400-pound anchor. Just whoosh, watch it over there. Grab a hold of that thing. I'm trying to budge it. I got an anchor. Come here, Brother Marty. Come here, Brother Aaron. See, I'm holding to the anchor. And despair will grab a hold of my arm. Discouragement will grab a hold of me and try to yank me off. But I've got an anchor that says I'm not going to let go. Amen. Nothing's going to alter me. Let me tell you, discouragement will visit you. It visits every one of us. Amen. We'll say, oh, nobody loves me no more. I might as well stay home. I'm doing no good. But you got a hold of an anchor. Amen. Despair will come across you and say, won't you quit? Amen. But grab a hold of an anchor. I said grab a hold of an anchor. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I've got an anchor that is sure. I've got an anchor that is steadfast. That entered into that which is in the veil. And it looks to itself to that. What is that? Amen. It's the Shekinah glory. Oh, my. Amen. That's the kind of God. Hallelujah. It is that the power of God. It is that the presence of God. It is that that is supernatural. Amen. I don't know about you this morning, but when Brother Britt began behind the pulpit but to sing, amen, I felt the Holy Ghost come in the service. Amen. We need to grab a hold of it. I said we need to grab a hold of it. What was Brother Richard doing when he stepped out of his, amen, his seat and walked up here? Amen. He was trying to grab a hold of an anchor. I said he was trying to grab a hold of an anchor. Amen. In troubled times, in stormy seas, we got an anchor. Oh, hallelujah. Some of you need to start throwing your anchor. If you don't remember anything I say right now, this is what you need to do. You need to grab your anchor and start throwing it. If you forget everything else I said, remember, you got an anchor to throw. Brother Drew, you got an anchor to throw. Brother Ryan, you got an anchor to throw. Sister Kylie, we threw our anchor out a few weeks back. You're still here. Sweet Lamb of God. Some of you is going to have to throw your anchor out. As long as I be your pastor here, I may have to preach some of your funerals. Lord, help me. I don't want to. Mr. Pastor, I will lovingly preach your funeral. But in stormy times, Brother Luke, there's been an anchor that you held on to. Oh, God. Oh, God. I was praying this morning. I was praying about a certain situation. Oh, I felt such a burden. I wish I could just go and clean up messes. And I wish I could fix everything. I wish I could make everything right. I wish I could bring restitution to problems. Amen. But I can't. I felt such an overwhelming burden. Amen. I couldn't do nothing but pray. Amen. But I've got an anchor in stormy waters that'll hold me steadfast. And some of you may not understand me to the full extent. Amen. But next week you're going to have to throw an anchor out, because trouble may come your way, because trials may come your way. Oh God. Oh God. I'm glad I've got an anchor. This is my definition of anchor. Something that holds this old carcass into place. You feel like you've been pulled at from all directions. You need to do this and you need to do that, and you've got all these things to do. People want this and people want that. But in those times, we're going to have an anchor of life, because we can get so stressed out. So stressed out. But something that will hold me into place. Something that will hold me together. Amen. Amen. I've got an anchor. Amen. His name is Jesus Christ. I said I've got an anchor and His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. An anchor, really, the real definition means a device that holds something else secure. Something that gives you strength and stability. Amen. I didn't come up to this. Webster did. Amen. He said that which keeps from drifting. That which keeps one's direction. Amen. Amen. There's a danger in drifting. Amen. The Bible said in Ecclesiastes, as a man, as a bird wandereth from his nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. Amen. You better be careful what you're doing. You better be careful, because you can drift so easily and not even know you're drifting. I remember one time, Brother Randy, I don't know if you remember this or not. We was out on Fort Gibson. I don't know if Aaron was little, I think. I don't know if he was out in the boat with us or not. But Joey had his boat out there and he's fishing. Got his lure hung up and we was in pretty shallow water. He decided he was going to try to loosen that lure. He didn't want to lose it. And the boat died. Seemed like, I was like, well, Joey, where are you going? That line kept getting longer. He finally had to get out of the boat so he couldn't lose his fishing pole. Before we ever got that boat started, Randy had a hard time getting started. He wasn't used to it. It wasn't his boat. He wasn't familiar with it. We were far away from Joy. And he didn't even realize there was a pull that was pulling on us. Sometimes we get in this relaxed mode. Come on now. We get in this place where we say, I'll sit here and I'll just enjoy. I'll let everybody else do everything. And there's a pull, there's a current that's pulling us. And before you know it, we're not sitting on the inside, we're looking on the outside. Oh, come on now. Oh. But in those times when the waters, amen, have got us far away from where we need to be, we better throw out our anchor. It keeps us from drifting. It keeps one from losing its direction. Amen. If you just stay right where you at and don't move, amen, God will come to your rescue. I feel the Holy Ghost. God will come to your rescue. And God will show you, amen, that you can stay steadfast and stay secure. I'm fixing the clothes. I want you to listen here. A captain of a ship, once that anchor is lodged, nothing can dislodge the anchor. Did you hear that? Nothing can dislodge the anchor. Zachary, pay attention. Nothing can dislodge the anchor. It don't matter how big an engine you got. Once it's secure and anchored down,
You're not going to pull it away. The only way, oh God, we need to listen here. The only way that we can dislodge the anchor, and that captain can dislodge the anchor that has been lodged in the ground, is for him to make a giant sweep and go the other direction. Did you catch that? Some people are losing the hold of their anchor because they're making a giant sweep. And they're going the opposite direction. When there's trouble, don't run away from church. Why is it when people, the old drunk says, amen. Well, a lot of Christians say, well, trouble's, I believe I'll quit. But the drunk, when the trouble comes his way, he don't say, I'm going to quit drinking. He goes, buys more of it. Amen. We got to hang on to the anchor even in the troubledness of our life. Amen. We got to hang as long as you and I keep going the right direction. I said, as long as we're going in the right direction, we're not going to lose hold of the anchor. I said, we're not going to lose hold of the anchor. Truth doesn't change. Oh, hallelujah. The majesty of God doesn't change. The doctrine don't change. The divinity of God doesn't change. Amen. The Trinity of God don't change. Amen. My word, he said, never changes. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never, never pass away. Don't give yourself a headache over those that are going in the opposite direction. They have dislodged their own anchor. Amen. I never heard of things people are doing that are so-called holiness people that are doing things. They're going in that sweep and they're going in the wrong direction. Oh yes, I don't have time and I don't have, amen, I want to be decent this morning. But if you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, you're going in the wrong direction and your anchor is not going to hold. I said, your anchor is not going to hold. Listen to this preacher right now. I said, if you're going in the wrong direction, amen, your anchor is not going to hold. You've got to go in the opposite direction for the anchor to let go. But if you're going in the right direction, your anchor holds. So Stephanie, come to the piano. We're living in tough times. I know that. Oh, yes, we are. I'm not trying to be negative this morning, but we got to deal with truth. We're living in tough times. Security has gone crazy. Homeland security, look at, I'm telling you, it's a mess. Financial security is upset. Unemployment is just keep climbing and climbing. Bankruptcy courts are going crazy. I know all that. Moral decay is rampant. Traditional values have been trampled on and disregarded. Human marriage is not the same. Live with them a while till you find out if you like them or not. If you like them, you can marry them. If you don't, you can leave them. People are losing hope. But I stand before you today. I stand before you today and say, I have hope as an anchor of my soul. Oh God. My hope is not in what I don't understand. My hope is in what I know. And my hope is in an anchor that is steadfast. Sure. My anchor holds. I don't care how much defeat comes. I don't care how much despair comes. I don't care how low my funds may get. I don't care if I have to bury a loved one. I don't care if I live with an unanswered prayer. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Let me read it to you again. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that has loved us. For I am persuaded, oh hallelujah, that neither death nor life nor angels, principalities, powers, nor things present,
over things to come. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Somebody say it with me this morning. My anchor holds, preacher. My anchor holds. I am anchored, Brother Jimmy, to something that will not let go of me. The boat don't hold the anchor. The anchor holds the boat. The victory doesn't come from this vessel. The victory comes from that which is inside the veil. The anchor of the soul. It's the anchor that is holding me. Stand, would you please? I know Sister Stephanie's singing a song and I want her to continue to play. But I want to read to you in closing. A song out of our hymn book says, upon life's boundless ocean where mighty billows roll, I fix my hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials of fierce assail me and storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon His mercy, I trust Him more. He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice has stilled the waters and bids their tumult cease. My pilot, my deliverer, in Him I all can find. For always when I need Him, He's at my side. He is my friend and Savior. Even Him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrow and He shields me from the blast. By faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. I've anchored in Jesus. The storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus. I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He hath power to save. For I'm anchored in the rock of ages. Oh God, every head bowed. I wish I could preach to you this morning like I feel in my heart. I wish I could open some of your eyes this morning. I'm not be trying to be super spiritual this morning, because it is for certain. Amen. There's no escape. The Bible said, His appointed unto man wants to die. There is no escape from it. You can't avoid it. But I want to know that my anchor holds in Jesus. And what little time I've been your pastor, there's been many of you that's went through things that it's not right for human people to go through. But you've had an anchor that would hold you. I remember when my mama died. I thought it was a dream. I kept waiting to wake up, Brother Ryan, and find out it was just a dream. I seen my dad bawl and cry like no grown man has ever bawled and cried. I seen my family go to things. But Dad, I'm glad I've got a hold of an anchor. I appreciate my stepmom and all that she's done. I certainly do. I'm glad she stepped in. But one day I'm going to meet my mama again, because I'm going to hang on to an anchor. I'm going to hold on to it. Brother Ryan and Brother Drew, even you're becoming a young man, there's going to be a lot of temptations that's going to try to pull at you and try to drag you. But have an anchor. Have an anchor. Jerry, have an anchor in the Lord. When brother and sister don't want to go, go anyways. Zach, have an anchor in the Lord. Brother Jimmy, you had an anchor, brother, that's held you steadfast and sure. I'm just going to open the altar up this morning for every one of us. I want everybody to come to the altar. Amen. I want you to grab a hold of an anchor this morning. An anchor of the soul. An anchor of the soul. Oh, let's pray this morning, church. In spite of the storm. Hallelujah.
The raging sea, my anchor holds. There I behold a haven anchored into the waves. Oh yes, I'm anchored in Jesus. The storms of life I'll brave. Anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind. I'm anchored in Jesus, for He hath power to save. Anchored in the rock of ages, there He keeps my soul from evil, and He gives me blessed peace. His voice has stilled the waters and bid their turmoil cease. My pilot and deliverer, to Him I all confide. And always when I need Him, He's at my side. I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll break. Anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I'm anchored in for He has power to save. I'm anchored in the rock of ages, upon rocks down the ocean where mighty billows roll. I fix my hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me and storms are gathering o'er, I'll rest upon His mercy and I'll trust Him more. I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll break. I'm anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind. I'm anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I'm anchored in the rock of ages. He is my friend and Savior. In Him my anchor's cast. He draws away my sorrow and shields me from the blast. For by faith I'm looking up beyond my troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared just for me. I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I'm anchored in Jesus. Well, I'm anchored in Jesus, for He hath power to save. I'm anchored in the rock of ages. Well, I'm anchored in Jesus, storms of life I'll brave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for He hath power to save. I'm anchored in Jesus, for He hath power to save. Away my sorrow and shields me from the past. By faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. Anchored in Jesus,
trying the preaching thing that scared anybody this morning. But the Bible says it rains upon the just and the unjust. Every one of us is going to face things. Once you